40 Wings post-game interview.
Killer, congratulations. First team into the grand final. Very well deserved. What were your thoughts and your messages to the team when you got into the room straight after the game?
Well, we need to give them a big pat on the back. There was an enormous effort today. The contest was... It was as hard as I've seen in the Geelong Footy League for a long time. So both teams really whacked in at the ball, and the running was fairly relentless too. So it was a quick game. I wouldn't have thought it was the most brilliant spectacle if you're looking for a skillful game, but if you're looking for a contest, and there's plenty of people here, I think they would have gone away pretty happy.
And full credit to your team too, because that first half, it didn't sort of look like the Joey's brand. You had to really, you know, there was a lot of scrapping and contested footy, and once you then in that second half sort of broke the game open, you really got it back to looking the way that you like to play. So full credit to the boys for hanging in there and trusting the process and eventually getting there.
Yeah, well, finals can do that to you because the opposition puts a bit of time into you as well, and we put an enormous amount of time into Colac and tried to work out, you know, we have a plan, a what-if plan, and what if we weren't playing so well, what are we going to do? And in the end, it's you just keep reinforcing the things you know you can do well. So yeah, we just had to try and keep it as positive as we can, and there's no reason why we couldn't have done that, and that's worked out okay. So, yeah, 13 days' time is when it really counts.
Killer, thanks for joining us for 40 Winks on K-Rock Footy. I know it will mean a lot to the 22 players who have done the job today, but what does this mean to you as you rolled back into what now year three of, you know, community football coaching and to be able to guide a team into a grand final?
Let me just pause for a moment while I think about that. I probably this time 3 years ago, I didn't think that I'd coach at this level again. But it's not about me. It's about the club and all the people who are around. And seriously, I would not be doing this if there wasn't the support that you actually get at a club like Joey's. It's quite an enormous group of people who are around you and help you out. But how do I feel about it? Well, I'm a bit humbled. And pleased to be able to get an opportunity, and you know, a lot of people will be going, well, you faltered last year, but hey, that's footy. I mean, you know, people falter often, and you lose more than you win in big games. You know, it doesn't matter if it's GFL or AFL or whatever level, it's hard to win premierships. Now we're a 50-50 chance.
Just when you think Josh Nunatis is just hanging on to a spot in the senior 22 for dear life, he does some really good stuff, and then today he comes and plays. I just really enjoyed his game. I just love the way he doesn't shirk anything, and he plays on the edge as if he goes, I need to do everything right because I'm worried I'm the one that I'm going to get tapped on the shoulder.
Yeah, maybe we should have left a couple of the others out five times for the year and they might play like that too. So he's got amazing resilience because he is more than good enough to be playing at this level every week. But he's been in and out of the team four or five times this year, partly to help him build his game and partly with points a couple of times. But, yeah, he's played as well as anyone today, so he's going to be hard to dislodge.
Ron, congratulations. My favourite player used to be Jack Buckley and then it was Luke Webb, but my favourite player forever now at St. Joseph's is Liam Betson. He is just amazing in the back line. He goes under the radar. I'm sure he doesn't go under the radar at your club, but he goes under the radar most of the time because you've got some superstars in the team, but he is just a fantastic player.
Yeah, we're lucky to have both the Betsons. You know, they can fill a number of roles, and Liam, I suppose, when he came to us, we thought we would have used him in the ruck a bit more. But he's just become an elite key defender on the last line. So, yeah, some of his work today was great. And, you know, the way he played on Garner. Did Garner kick a goal today?
No, he did not.
Outstanding effort.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the other one for me that helps Liam at the back is having Joel O'Dwyer back in the team. He just another defensive cover there and takes on some big players.
He doesn't shut up, Joel. he gets your attention because he keeps talking. But he's fitted back into the team very well, and we're pleased that he recovered from that scaphoid injury where he missed 10 or 11 weeks. And he found his way back in over the last month. So he can play on the bigs and the smalls. So we're pretty lucky.
For 40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body. Speaking with St Joseph's coach Ron Watt. Here is Matty Kershaw.
Congratulations, killer. Not an uncommon week for you coming up, really, is it?
You're chortling, are you?
I'm just chortling at how bad that question was from Kersh, really.
I think it was a statement, really.
That's right.
Okay. Killer doesn't even have to answer it.
Ask him a question.
He's like Eddie Maguire. He makes statements and then answers his own statement that never forms into a question.
Here we go. I love it.
Killer, I do have a question.
Yeah, all right, what is it?
We were talking to Hosey. Obviously, he won the Players Award, Best on Ground, and we were just talking about positional flexibility and, you know, the ability some of the players have got to be able to, you know, flick in or flick out or play behind the ball or whatever it might be. But the Keelan Betson one to a wing today was an interesting one. What was the thought process behind that?
Oh, we wanted to get a bit of speed on the outside.
good word.
Look, it might have looked like he played on the wing a fair bit, but he was in and out. And we had a couple of reasons why Keelan was out on the wing at different stages. And I can't divulge that. You know, it's top secret stuff. But I thought it would have gone under the radar, really. But, I think Keelan thought he was being punished, being put out on the wing. So we've got him on edge now for another week.
I like it. Yeah. Obviously, you spoke about the first half. You couldn't get the game on your terms, but that was obviously the pressure. And what's the sort of message at quarter time and half time? Is it just about absorbing that pressure and the game will eventually break open?
We kept going back to the same message. And I don't know if the players were bored, but I was bored of it by the end of the game. it was just about the game style that we believe we play best. And we couldn't get that game style going, not just because of the pressure that Colac were bringing, but we failed to actually just really concentrate and help each other to get the ball moving in the areas we wanted. Hats off to Colac, who were able to force us down the line a lot. But I don't know. I said to the players at halftime, we can keep playing the way we are and we'll win by a goal. And that's all right if you want to do it, but if you want to make it a bit easier, let's start using the ball the way we would normally want to. So, and they did that in patches in the second half, and it paid dividends.
It's not easy, killer, to come into a competition and have an influence in a final like James Hose did today as our player of the day. Can you just give us a few words about his performance and how you've seen his growth since he arrived at the club nearly 12 months ago?
Yeah, well, he's a very mature young fella. I hope we have him for another year, but if teams are smart at a higher level, they should be having a good close look at him. He's a hard worker. He's always looking for improvements. He's asking questions all the time and wanting feedback. And his communication for a young fella is quite elite. In the way he takes feedback, but also the way he conducts himself. So a mature young fella and loving to be around a little bit longer, and so to all the girls at Joey's, they'd be keen to keep him around as well.
What does the next fortnight look like? Obviously, you're factoring now that by the time you get to GMHBA Stadium in 13 days' time, you won't have played a whole heap of footy with the stop-start nature. How do you ensure that you're ready to hit the ground running, you know, come 2:10 on Friday, September 26?
We've trained the players fairly hard and with a lot of competitive work, even leading into this final, because we had three weeks leading into the finals where we had Lara and St Albans and West where we had some easy wins. So we've kept the pressure on the players at training. Probably a little bit different to how you might come into some finals where you might do a block of hard work 4 or 5 weeks out from the finals and then cruise in a bit more. We had a hard draw in the middle of the year. So we absorbed that, and then we've worked pretty hard the last few weeks. So this week it'll be recover, and then Thursday we'll work them really hard at training. We'll go out and train at North Shore on Thursday night under some better lights and a bigger ground to try and help us with Cadinia Park. Saturday next week we'll have a smaller run just to prime up, and then it'll be Monday and probably Wednesday leading into the grand final, I suppose.
We wish you the best of luck. No doubt we'll be talking between now and then. I suspect the 22 won't look too differently. Has that crossed your mind yet, or is that still something that you'll work through in terms of how you'll... Is it coming down to who your opponent will be and how you'll structure up?
All that, yeah.
I've just Eddie McGuire, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, interestingly, the coaches, we sort of split off for a few minutes just to... Yeah, soak it in and talk about, one of them said, well, probably not going to change that team. But I said, oh, no, I think I've got to change. And they all went, oh. But I only did that to make them think. I'm not quite sure myself, but there'll be a lot of discussion. And part of it will be who we play, and part of it might be, what we believe we need to make our game style a little bit better.
Appreciate your time, Killer. Congratulations right. through to a grand final in 2025. Well done.
All right. Ciao.
Ron White joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to 40 Winks. Find the perfect bed for your body.
40 Winks post-game interview.